Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to yet another episode of the Philly Mick and Hump Show. I am your host, the Philly Mick.
And I'm the Philly Hump.
Welcome. As another wonderful and beautiful Sunday morning is upon us, we are that much closer to the draft. And all things are looking nice and sunny out, so.
Yeah, it's beautiful out right now. Good day to stay in and listen, catch up to old Philly Mick and Hump shows on the iTunes.
Yeah. I mean, don't go outside.
We can go outside and listen to, you know, just pod or whatever your listening device of choice is and listen to the Philly Mick and Hump show.
Yeah, there you go. Nothing like a little bit of sunshine and some sports talk.
Hey, those are two of the best things. Clearly, which one is number one? Sports talk.
Well, we have, about 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Till the draft, which is just creeping up on.
Yeah.
So, I'm on to that. But as the days draw near, the rumors will continue to fly. And there's probably been about 38 different scenarios for the Philadelphia Eagles.
And we'll be sure to try to add another one. Yeah.
And then there's probably been about 104 scenarios for our good buddy Marcus Mariota.
Oh, yeah. Which I do think today, an appropriate time, is, if any, to go ahead and release the first Philly Mick and Hump Show mock draft. You know, at least start to pick 20. So I'll leave it up to you.
Yeah,
Mick, how do you want to do this? Do you want to do your. Yeah, we're not concerned about that. Maybe we'll sit there and watch, but after that, it's sort of like in laid back mode.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I think the only thing that we're hoping is he goes straight back in and get somebody else.
Yeah, pretty much. We're watching every pick and be like, oh, wait, is this a spot the Eagles could trade back in and get another player?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what the rest of the first round is for, is speculation of when we're going to trade up for somebody better.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the way other teams look at it, too, I'm sure. Their fans, you know, they're just sitting there waiting. Like, 49er fans are sitting there waiting for pick 15, and after pick 15, it's, all right, are we going to trade back in to get somebody else?
Exactly.
So, I'll tell you what, I'll leave it up to you. Do you want to do all your picks and then I do my picks, or do we want to alternate picks and do one mock draft together, or
we would have done in a
pre-show meeting if we'd had it. What's
right.
That?
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, we had no time. But
yeah.
Why don't we go pick by pick, and we'll both kind of say what we feel, and we'll discuss and come up with an official answer as of the show.
Okay. Pick one. We're on the board with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now,
all right. I think this is an easy one. I don't think we need to debate about it very long. No, I think clearly they're going. They have a lot of needs, but I think they clearly have one gaping hole, and clearly they're going to go with Todd Gurley running back.
Well, clearly. You kidding? I was just going to say they're going to take the best kicker on the board just to be, you know, make sure they get one.
Well,
but,
kickers are very important
yeah.
in this league, naturally. With all of
I mean, they score the most points every year.
Yeah. Obviously, we're talking clearly about Jameis Winston. I think they're sold on him. They're ready to go. If they could officially announce it, they would.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there's no other. Yeah. There's no reason to talk about it any further than that.
No.
So,
no.
Let's move on to the second.
Yeah, and now on, it's funny because actually this is where it gets interesting. Pick one is about the only one where universally almost everybody agrees. Pick two is where you know, it gets interesting.
It
now,
could go
a bunch
of ways. I think what we're gonna we'll handle it the non-trade way because
yeah, that's the only way to do it.
Yeah, I feel like this. You know, I feel like this could be a big, heavy trade spot for a lot of teams.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll keep it simple and we'll just stay where the course. So Tennessee's on the board. Nobody offers a good trade. Who do you got them taking?
You know, as much as I would say, if it were me, I would take Marcus Mariota. What I think they're going to do, I think they're going to take Leonard Williams, the defensive tackle out of USC.
I couldn't agree more.
I think they're sold on Mettenberg.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they're necessarily sold on him. I just feel like they owe him and the organization to see what they have. I feel like if they just, you know, say, you know, screw it, let's just go get Mariota, you know, and say Mariota doesn't work out for them, then they're going to be, man, maybe we should have seen that.
What Mettenberg said.
So, I think they're gonna give him, you know, a year to kind of figure it out, and it's not like Tennessee's not gonna be right back at the top.
I think they gotta look at it. They have a lot of holes to fill, and you know, as much as a quarterback is the most important position, you still have to have the other positions filled, and. If they wouldn't give Mettenberger a shot at it, they need to give him as many chances to be successful. And if you can have a defensive lineman like Leonard Williams, you know, obviously that's going to help your defensive side, which is going to lower the pressure on the offensive side of Mettenberger to put up, you know, mega points. So I think Leonard Williams is the right pick there for Tennessee. Because I'm not a Mettenberger guy, I can understand why they would say, well, we give him a chance. So
yeah,
I would have taken Mariota,
I...
but I think the Tennessee Titans take Leonard Williams.
I think they owe it to everyone. Let's see what they have in Mettenberger, and you know, again, if it doesn't work out, well, we'll have a top five pick next year to pick another quarterback. So,
yep.
Not like
okay, pick three.
Quarterback don't grow on trees.
Yeah, right.
So pick three, Jacksonville Jaguars. Again, I think they could go a multitude of different ways. You know, I've seen so many different picks here. You know, if I was them, go with, I really like that Fowler kid from Florida.
Yeah.
Although more and more I
that's
kind of
right.
Yeah. I think he might be starting to slip a tiny bit, but you know, if I had to make my pick, I'd pick Fowler at this point.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. He's he's been ranked as the top pass rusher since the end of bowl season, and he had a good combine, and he hasn't played any other games. I don't know how he could slip. I always find that funny when guys slip when they haven't played any football or been in a combine they've already had the pro day and they had a good pro day.
Right.
I don't know how you can say a guy's slipping when he hasn't done anything.
Right.
Smokescreen.
I mean, it's all perception and, you know, God forbid if you, you know, pick your nose or something, you'll get kicked out of the first round. So, know what. Or smoke weed or something,
That'll be a nice segue to pick. No, I don't have him going pick four, but.
No, you're right.
So, yeah, I agree with you on Fowler, so I think we can make that a consensus there at number three.
So then we move on to the Oakland Raiders, who have notoriously screwed up their draft for the last 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of been the thing, but. To me, it comes down to which receiver are they going to take. Are they going to take Amari Cooper, or are they going to take Kevin White?
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're going to go Kevin White. But I'd be interested to see if you have a different position.
No, honestly, I have Kevin White as well. I think Kevin White might be a little bit better of a fit for what they do. Not necessarily. Armani Cooper wouldn't get in there and be just as good. I just think they like what White brings to the table for them. So I think they've already made their decision on White versus Cooper, and I think they're ready to go. Should their pick come up and their boys sitting there and barring something ridiculous for them trading, I think they're gonna go with Kevin White all the way.
Completely agree. So, which I'm pretty sure is a sign of the apocalypse. So, let's just keep moving. Pick five. Washington Redskins are on the board. And a team that has been rumored to be in the interest of drafting Marcus Mariota with the idea of trying to trade him between either Cleveland or Philadelphia. I don't think they're going to do that just because I don't think they want to get stuck sending the Eagles their guy.
Well, there's that, and I feel like I feel like people may be looking into the whole thing about how, most consensus is that they got screwed with the RG3 trade now, looking back at it. They're looking to do the same to another team, So I don't think that there's any validity to that. So I think they would be best served going, picking their own player and getting someone on the defense.
I agree. And the guy that I have pegged for them is the kid out of Missouri. He didn't get to go to the combine, but it was a great player, Shane Ray. I think he goes five to Washington.
Yeah, that would definitely help. They lost. It'd be a good replacement there. He's got a star in Kerrigan on that defense, and Ray could be a nice addition to that and help to rebuild that Washington defense. I think it's probably the smartest decision they can make. So,
and the Redskins need some smart, low-risk type decisions. I mean, we just made a reference to Randy Gregory, who is a guy that I probably would have put in that pick. The only reason I have him flipping because of the whole marijuana thing is because of the concerns that might be he's now in the system. I just think the Redskins, they have to be uber safe with this pick. Because they don't want to be picking in the top five again.
Right. And the fact with Gregory is, it's not even the fact that he smoked weed. Like, nobody actually gives a crap about the fact that he smokes weed.
Right.
It's the fact that you knew. Well, you knew that there was going to be a drug test at the combine. Like, it's not a surprise.
Yeah, they do random ones in the NFL. That's the only one that's not random. You know it's happening.
Right. You couldn't hold off or wasn't smart enough to be like, nah, I'm good, man. I got the combine, homie. No, you were like, screw it. I'm getting messed up.
Yeah, if you're the Redskins, you got to look at that decision making. You don't want another Ricky Williams type situation where the guy leaves the league. And I'm not saying that he's going to do that, but the Redskins have to be thinking worst case scenario, what happens here. And with Shane Ray, there's always a risk that a guy could be a bust, but you want to set yourself up with the most chances to be successful. And there's no kind of track record there. There's no blueprint that says, hey, this is where the guy's headed towards.
Right.
Like with Randy Gregory, you can see not only in the NFL, but in other places where a guy's addicted to a substance, it doesn't even have to be marijuana. It could be anything. And it could lead you to bad career choices. And so I think that's why the Redskins, again, in an effort to be uber safe, and I don't want to make too big a deal about the Randy Gregory weed thing, but I just think
it might turn out to be nothing, but
Yeah, he's still going to be first round. We're still going to mention him before too long in our mock draft, but Redskins take. So, okay.
So now we're at the interesting pick.
Yeah.
When it comes to Marcus Mariota, the New York Jets, sitting at 6. Many have projected the Jets to go up and grab him, should he be there. I'm honestly, and it's not, I try to separate myself because I do want Mariota to put down because the Eagles can trade up and only give up a tiny bit to move up to do it. But I truly believe in my heart of hearts that Mariota will fall. I think, he's going to be that guy this year. I think he's going to be the Rodgers. He's going to be the Brady Quinn.
Johnny Manziel. Yeah.
Johnny Manziel, exactly. He's going to be that quarterback that starts flipping. The draft pundits during the broadcast, they'll be like, well, maybe he could go here. Maybe he could go here. You never know.
Yeah.
Somebody might trade here. They're going to be saying that pretty much every pick. I think pretty much after six, after the Jets decide to pass on him. I don't see them drafting Mariota.
Yeah, Todd Bowles wants good defense, and I think that's exactly where they go.
So who do you have them taking?
The guy we were just talking about, Randy Gregory.
So you don't think his marijuana choices drops him?
I think it costs him Washington. I don't think it costs him the Jets.
Wow.
Which, ironically, I think is a better fit for him. But, I think it's just a situation where the Jets look at the best player on the board. This guy probably would have been off the board already, at least earlier, if not for that marijuana. Maybe they just feel like, I feel like defensively they are solid. They got the corners that they wanted. If they can get that pass rush there. Now, I do think there's a chance for like a Vic Beasley to overtake him, which, if that's who you want to go with, I'm fine with. But
I was between
Beasley and Gregory. But
I just think, I think with especially recent years, with all of the, people having trouble with the law and, obviously Hernandez and Manziel partying. I think there's some GMs out there that are going to be a little bit more cautious to not drop that next dude who parties himself or is a crazy maniac in the case of Hernandez. That takes himself out of the league, and there you are sitting there with your first round pick, and he's now no longer in the league a year or two later. So
yeah. So would you rather get Beasley here?
So yeah, I think Beasley is going to be just as good as Gregory, if not better.
Yeah.
I'm sure that some people feel, but I think it's going to be a much safer pick for GMs, and I think that's where the Jets end up going.
Yeah. Okay.
I truly do believe that Gregory is going to slip into probably the teens.
Okay. So we're now going pick 7 then. So we went Beasley there at 6. So pick 7, is it Atlanta or is that Chicago? I've been getting them confused. I know they're back there.
I believe that's Chicago.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, Chicago's an interesting one. The recent rumors about them possibly taking Mariota, possibly being among those teams that would be interested in trading up to pick 2. I know I brought up the trade possibility on the show a couple weeks ago of them trading Cutler, that pick, and some other things to get up to number two to take Marcus Mariota.
Sure, sure.
So Marcus is sitting there on the clock, you know, sitting there on the board while Chicago's on the clock. Now,
I personally think Chicago is
looking to fix that defense. I'm going to go with the defensive tackle out of Washington, Danny Sheldon.
Okay. So that's not a bad choice. I think, I think they could be certainly looking at Mariota. I think they maybe think they're thinking maybe, hey, let's put our name as an interested party. Maybe we'll get an offer. I could see them going with a tackle. I think, that kid out of Iowa.
Brandon Scherff. Yeah.
Yeah, who's a monster. Unfortunately, I don't have all my information in front of me, so I'm going to go with that guy.
You want to ask which one?
I don't know. If you want to throw a couple names out there for me, yeah.
Well, I mean,
that'll help since I'm on the
we
road.
We had Vic Beasley go out, but we had Bud Dupree sitting there in the linebacker position. As an edge pass rusher that we could pick here, we have, obviously if they wanted to go corner, Trey Waynes. Offensive lineman, there's DJ Humphreys out of Florida, who is considered the top tackle. Sheriff, I think, is seen as more either tackle guard.
He'll probably project to a guard.
Yeah. Similar to a Zach Martin, I think that would be a nice pick for Chicago.
Sure.
I went with Danny Sheldon just because I thought they needed to get bigger up front on that defense. Get back to what, the Bears are known, their identity is ferocious defense.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that's clearly their identity. And, it goes obviously back to 85, but it goes back to recent years with Earl Locker. And the Charles Tillman and their... it seemed like every week they were doing a six-pick. I could see them definitely going there. And I'll say to you, I'll let you have it. So.
Okay. All right, so then we'll go Danny Sheldon. We actually got to, I guess, get this thing moving here. We've got like 7 minutes left. So we had Danny Sheldon go. At eight, I'm going to have the Atlanta Falcons probably take Bud Dupree.
That's a smart pick.
Yeah, just to get this thing moving.
That's fine.
Yeah. Pick nine, the New York Giants. I certainly could see them going offensive line or defensive line. It's going to be one of those two. Eli Manning's been sacked a ton. So I'll probably just go Brandon Scherff to help that offensive line. He can play guard there. He'll be a good run blocker, a good pass blocker. Yeah, just all around good guard. So that's right.
It's unfortunate. I don't like it, but
I know.
I think that's a smart pick there.
Pick 10, St. Louis Rams. I think this is where the Marcus Mariota train keeps going there, whether or not they're going to take him. And if the St. Louis Rams take Marcus Mariota, Nick Foles is going to want to go and punch him in the face. Because he'd feel like the guy chased him out of two organizations.
Yeah, I mean, the simple fact that they just traded for Foles, and now they're going to draft Mariota. I don't buy it. I think,
Amari Cooper.
I think that would be a fantastic pick for Foles to come in there. You have a young kid already sitting in there
taking
on Austin. You have a stellar defense. I don't see why pick a quarterback when you already just traded for a quarterback. Let's fix some of the picks around the quarterback and get that situated before you start figuring that out. And I could see them going second round, maybe even trading up back into the first to grab one of those running backs. Honestly, think about it. If they come out of the draft with a Mike Cooper and trade up early, or the kid from Wisconsin?
Yeah, Melvin Gordon.
Are you going to tell me that they're automatically aren't going to be contending with Seattle, and, well, San Francisco's kind of fallen off a little bit, but
they're going to be right there
with that defense. So I'll definitely go with Cooper there.
Yeah. All right, pick 11, Minnesota Vikings. This is where I say Trey Waynes goes. As much as I don't want it to happen, I'd love to see him slip down to 20, but it's not going to happen. I think Minnesota goes Trey Waynes to help that secondary. You're going against Aaron Rodgers twice a year. You better have some corners that can play.
Yeah, and honestly, I think if Cooper was there, I think this is as far as Cooper goes.
I agree.
But yeah, with Cooper off of our big board, I could definitely see the Trey Waynes pick coming here.
Okay, pick 12, Cleveland Browns, first of two first round picks that we'll pick here. I have them go. Well, a lot of people would say Mariota because they're not sold on Johnny Manziel. I think they should give Johnny a chance, especially see what he can do. I have Devontae Parker going here. Give him some weapons.
Yeah, I think that is a smart pick. I think they're hoping that Cooper obviously falls to them at 12, and I can honestly see them trading up a couple spots to grab Cooper. I think he would be a great Josh Gordon replacement, as his situation is completely up in the air.
In fact, Cleveland has said, even when he comes back from suspension, they don't want him anymore.
Yeah, so, clearly they're going to try and move on from him. Now, I don't know, what's going to happen when he does finally come back. That's going to be such a talent that's going to be hard to part with. And a guy who's going to want to trade for someone who does have a lot of talent, but, is one strike away from getting kicked out of the league. It'll be
people are not
going to
take a lot of risk, no matter if he's in Cleveland or somewhere else next year. They're not going to be taking a lot of chances. It's going to be an incentive-laden deal for Josh Gordon.
Sure.
Okay. Pick 13 is the New Orleans Saints. Now, this is where I would, I think this is where Randy Gregory goes. He fell into the Chiefs because of the whole pot thing. He's going to really go to New Orleans, especially considering Ricky Williams getting drafted there.
Right.
But the comparisons will start right up.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right on that one, but. Yeah, I agree. I think that would be a good spot for him. Rebuild that defense. As much as New Orleans has been a top team the last couple of years, they're hurting right now. They got an old Drew Brees. They got question marks on offense as far as, some of the skill positions. Their offensive line isn't all that great. Their defense is getting old, so I think a little youth would be...
All right, we got a minute left.
All right.
We got a minute left in the live show. If you want to do your typical sign-off, and then we'll just do picks 14 through 20 in the podcast.
Yeah, that's fine. And there you go. That'll force people into the podcast.
There you go.
Suckers!
You got to listen.
But we do want to thank everybody for listening. Those who follow us on Facebook, those who follow us on Twitter, the_Philly_Nick and the_Philly_Hump. iTunes, check us out there. Anywhere else, you know where to get a hold of us. Thank you very much. We will see you on the podcast. We'll finish our picks. So I guess we're the Philly Mix.
All right, go ahead. We're in the podcast now. We just kicked to the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So,
where were we? Pick 14?
Pick 14, yeah. Pick 14, right, which is the Miami Dolphins. I have them, you know, they were decimated a couple of years ago with losing two or three offensive linemen. I think they're still trying to recover from that. I think they go DJ Humphreys, offensive tackle out of Florida. Stays home in Florida, going to Miami.
Yeah, I think that's. I'm surprised that. Now that you say his name, I'm surprised he's still technically on the board. I think that's a great pick for Miami, and considering they just locked up Pouncey, I think that'll help to rebuild that offensive line real quick.
All right, pick 15, San Francisco 49ers. I know the guy I have here. There was a couple guys I thought that they would be really hoping fell. You know, one of the edge pass rushers that could easily go with a natural linebacker like a Paul Dawson, but I think it's a little early for him. And, I mean, I think they could go corner with the kid Collins out of LSU.
Yeah.
But the guy I have them going is Eric Armstead, the defensive lineman out of Oregon.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad pick. I was thinking this might be a spot for Marcus Peters, considering the need of corner. And, Marcus Peters kind of seems like he'd be a San Francisco kind of guy. He kind of has that fire that defense is meant for. Although now that their captain is tired, but I like Armstead. He's a big dude, quick. I think he'd be a real nice addition on the opposite side of Alden Smith for that defense.
Yeah. All right. So we'll kick it up to pick 16, and I'll tell you what. If this happens, there's no way I say that there's no way this exact scenario happens because there's going to be some trades. But if he's last to this point, I do think the Eagles would have traded up to get him. I say 16, the Houston Texans, what's the one thing they're really missing? Good quarterback. Marcus Mariota would be the pick here at 16, in my mind.
Well, you know what? It was funny. I was thinking similar things. I was actually going to go with, hold off one more pick on Mariota and have him go to San Diego. I mean, I'm not going to say I completely disagree. I could totally see Mariota going to Houston if should he fall. I mean, granted, I think Houston has quite a bit of holes. I think their offensive line is, or defensive line, I'm sorry, is probably the one thing that they're good. I was thinking perhaps offensive line, kid out of Pitt.
TJ Clemmings.
Clemmings, yeah, was somebody I was thinking originally. But I could
for the
kid Mariota
from Stanford. Yeah.
Yeah, I could go to that too. I mean, if you're sold on Mariota, I could go that.
Okay, so we'll go Mariota at 16. So then pick 17, the San Diego Chargers, and I think this makes sense to where this would be where the first running back goes off the board. And it's a matter of which one you want, Todd Gurley or Melvin Gordon. I think at 17, they go Gordon just because he's healthy right now. Although I would think they should, in my mind, I would think they should go Gurley just because you shouldn't take someone just based on what they're going to give you the first year. It's how you project them long term. But
and
I think they go
have,
Gordon.
I kind of think it'll be Gurley. Just because the fact of the matter is they have Oliver there. Should Gurley not be ready for the start of the season, I'm sure Oliver will be more than fine to take the load for a couple of games, and then slowly, and this might actually end up being a blessing in disguise, is, you know, start the season off with Oliver, you know, whenever a goalie becomes officially ready to go, and again, who knows, maybe he'll be ready to go week one, but, you know, maybe slowly bring a goalie along and into that offense. And before you know it, yeah, I'm sure he'll be the focus going forward, you know, probably a few games in. So, I'd say Gurley over Gordon at this point.
Okay. So we'll go Gurley there. Pick 18, the Kansas City Chiefs. And this is a team that could completely ruin everything that I wanted to have happen at this point in my mock draft. Because
God damn
they're
it,
just
anyway.
A team, whoever we say here, there is no chance in hell that Andy Reid and the Chiefs are taking them. Like, I would go bet money that whoever we say here is not their pick. Just because whenever you associate somebody with an Andy Reid pick, there's no way that's their pick.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I mean, how many times have we done this? Even day of, even pick of. And
yeah, right. So, I mean, knowing their needs, wide receiver and defensive back or safety, I'm going to go defensive back, but not safety. I'm going Marcus Peters, corner out of Washington.
See, I don't know.
I'm probably trying to
outguess
myself here, but.
Yeah, I hear you. It's tough with the read. I don't know if Peters. I don't know if Andy Reid would pick somebody like Peters with all of the, you know, the off-the-field shit.
Despite the fact that he signed Michael Vick with his off-the-field issues?
Yeah, but those were all in the past. He's an old man, and he did his time kind of deal. And in all honesty, I mean, besides Vick, who really was someone that Reid took a chance on that had a checkered, you know, a checkered past? And, you know, and obviously with Vic, it's kind of a stressful situation. I mean, you know, nobody's ever really been in a situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Peters, on the other hand, is, you know, having more times than not. But,
again, I'll admit I might be trying to get too cute with it. But,
sure. Yeah, you're honestly, with Reed's pick, it could go anywhere. So,
yeah.
I'm going to go with Doral Green Beckham, wide receiver. But again, honestly, who the hell knows?
He's another guy with a checkered past. Kicked off the Missouri team and never actually played for Oklahoma.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Oh, who the hell knows?
Okay, we'll go Doral Green Beckham. That's fine with me.
I just think wide receiver is maybe a bigger need. You know, have him get there with Backlund and finally have a wide receiver tandem for years to come. For him.
So pick 19. We've got one pick before the Eagles pick. So the Cleveland Browns on the clock. You know, their quarterback is off the board that they wanted. We got them a wide receiver at pick 12. This is where I think they – see, I could see now taking a Melvin Gordon, the running back. I could even see them reaching a little for, like, a Max Williams, the tight end out of Minnesota. Maybe a corner like a Marcus Peters, although I think they have – I think they're set at corner because I think Justin Gilbert will come back to be just fine. But
I think they are set, but with Cleveland, you know, they have Gilbert, which – that's their kind of third dude right now, and he's I don't know who knows what his deal is, but you know, last year there was lots of talk of him not putting all the effort in, and you know, kind of just breezing through things, and veterans kind of yelling at him. And,
all right, to give us time to really dissect the Eagles pick, let's go ahead and I'm going to say Melvin Gordon. What do you say? And we're having dead air.
I'm kind of making noises there. sure. I honestly don't think Gordon is gonna go this early. If you give me a couple names here.
Yeah. Maybe on the defensive line they could go with like Malcolm Brown, which I'm surprised he's lasted this long in our mock draft.
Yeah, I could see that. I just think tight end is way too early, running back is
exactly.
Way too early.
I mean, do we go second receiver and go Jalen Strong?
That would be insane. I don't know if that's ever happened, where somebody's had two picks like that and drafted two similar players. You know, like two wide receivers or two linebackers or two defensive linemen or
two corners.
I just, as much as they probably need it, who's their number one receiver right now? Obviously, besides our pick at 12, but is it Hawkins?
I guess, yeah, it's got to be Hawkins, yeah.
Miles Austin is no longer on the team.
Yeah, he's
Gordon's obviously suspended. I guess it would be Hawkins.
Yes,
and
right
then,
now I guess it would be. And I don't know who's their second receiver.
Then the next question is the number two?
Which I would think just on draft day, it would become Devontae Parker.
I mean, you're right. But prior to the draft, who's their number two, you know?
Yeah. All right, we only got a few minutes left before we're going to get cut off. We got to go somewhere here.
All right, fine. Let's go with the wide receiver and the finish up.
All right.
Wide receiver for Cleveland. Yay!
Yay!
All right, honestly, this pick comes down to two people, in my opinion.
Okay.
I think with all the wide receivers that just went off the board, I think that's not an option at this point. Not that there's not another one, but I think there's a just as good one in the second round, probably. I think we have such a big hole for safety. You got to go Landon Collins. For some reason, he's off the board. You got to go Marcus Peters. So I'm going Collins.
I completely agree, and that was the scenario that I was hoping would happen when we're doing this mock draft. I hope somehow he ends up there at 20 in the real thing in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Landon Collins is my pick as well.
I mean, he immediately comes in as a starter. He immediately solidifies the four defensive backs. You have him.
Mm-hmm.
You have
and Jenkins as safeties.
Him and Jenkins, thank you. You have Maxwell. You have, whoever's going to emerge.
What's that, Thurman?
Thurman, or they're going to finally give Boykin a chance, or who knows.
Yeah, whichever one of those two. Yeah, or maybe even Nolan Carroll, if they give him a chance.
Yeah, I mean, technically that's possible too, but, I think if that's your worst case, is all right, your second cornerback, greatest, I'm fine with that.
But you solidified your safety positions. Yeah.
Right. So, well, we have, I'm going to say we have about 30 seconds left. So why don't we say we'll talk more about this next week. Maybe we'll do another quick one just for the Eagles. We want to thank everybody for listening in. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. For the Philly Mick.
I'm the Philly Hump.
Take that, Blog Talk Lady.
Ha, you suck.